get it right through your head. Hi.
Hey.
This is Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios at skidrowstudios.com. This is Immaculate CC.
And this is Misty.
And this is a radio show about love and sex and dating and birth control and things like that. We got a lot of exciting information and a lot of opinions because we're opinionated ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you about that? Okay, so that intro song that we've been using because we haven't came up with another intro song is by Bratmobile.
Which I love, yeah.
It's called Brat Girl.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know I know who the singer is? So it was kind of...
Really?
Yeah, she lives in Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just funny. I kind of like told her, got a show. But it's funny because I was like, oh, hey, what's up? I know her from like places and shows.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Allison Wolf.
Oh.
Real super cool, but... I told her, oh, yeah, blah, 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 and I'm doing this show right now. Oh, it's funny. Like, how do you tell her? Like, oh, it's kind of funny because I'm using your song as, you know, our intro.
I think she would have thought it was cool.
Her. But she smiled, but at the same time, it was at a show, and I'm like, was she really listening? Does she really care?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I'm sure people all the time be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I was listening to your music. So there's weird, you know, I have reservations about saying... Yeah, because once in a while I'd be like, oh my God, I love that song. But I try not to. Anyways, that's a little...
blurb on the intro.
Yeah, a little Riot Girl 101 of Bratmobile. So,
Yes.
One thing, I was going to play a song. I'll play in a second. So stuff going on in LA or LA area, the Silver Lake Jubilee is next week. On the 26th and the 27th? Is that next week?
That sounds right, yeah.
Okay.
This begins the 19th.
Yeah, May 26th, May 27th is the Silver Lake Jubilee. And it's $20 for one day and $35 for the 2 days. So just a bunch of bands. It's four stages. And I guess if you don't afford Coachella and don't care about seeing bands that aren't super famous.
So it's a little outdoor festival.
Yeah, and I guess because now there's no longer that thing that happens in the summertime. Sunset Junction, that got closed down. So now there's Silver Lake Jubilee.
That's cool.
But the Gay Gays are playing at 3 o'clock. And that's a tribute band to the Go-Go's. And I thought that was funny. But I wanted to play this song. Can I play a song, producer? Okay, so this is a song by the Go-Go's. This is their original 1980 demo called Lust to Love. If I play it right.
After.
Hi, we're back. This is Skid Row Studios, Sexy Time Talk. That was Lust to Love by the Go-Go's, which I love the Go-Go's. And that's their original 1980 demo version of it. You know, Lust to Love. But so anyways, people, if you have any questions about love or dating or just want to rant about something that got you pissed off because your lover isn't loving you properly or something like that.
The right way.
You call.
Call us at 1-800-893-9562. Give us a jingle.
Or just rant about it on the Facebook. And then we, because you already rant on Facebook, probably on your own homepage.
Right?
Yeah, we know there's a bunch of people out there doing it already. Like, and it's
and it's random to our relationship guy stuff. So that's just vague.
And of course,
you know who you are.
And of course, you really only want to tell like the five close people that you're friends with. But everybody who's answering are probably just acquaintances. So then they get even more pissed off because only the acquaintances answered to the rant. So in those situations with the Facebook, I find myself sometimes I rant a little bit, but I delete it pretty soon.
You delete it?
Well, back. I've done it before. I ranted a little bit about something, and then after a couple comments, then I deleted it.
I don't want to. I don't like the Facebook rant because I know that everyone's going to get the questions and wait, tell me more, and then the phone calls.
What happened?
And, yeah,
and stuff like that, right?
Same thing. I did it.
I did it once before in the summer when I was upset with my little band with Eric, and it was just like, well, what the fuck, you know? And I did it, but and then I got two comments and I deleted it.
Same thing with status. Oh my gosh. Change your status and it's over.
So people, listeners, this is what you do when you're ready to rant. Type it all out and then hit delete, 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 delete. And then, like, so I've done that.
Yeah.
I've ranted and then, or even I found myself answering one of those rants. You know, I find myself being the acquaintance and wanting to give my topic. You know, like, you just haven't met the right guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, because they're all ranting. Because I think one girl... she ranted recently about, that's it, I'm done with men. You know, the regular rant. I'm done with men. I'm going to turn to women.
Yeah.
That's the famous rant, pissed off. I've said that when I was 18.
I have too.
Because I was stupid. But yeah. So I wanted to like.
I said, yeah, for sure. I said, if this doesn't work out, I'm for sure going to be gay or I'm going to become a nun. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And it's not that. And so you want to answer to those people like. It's not that. It's just you. It's not him. But, or I told one girl before, it's like, you know, just give it 5 years. Grow up a little bit. Because more than likely, the guy you're meant to be with is still in high school. So just wait.
Give it five years
till he hits 21, you know, speaking from, you know. Well, yeah, because when I was young and frustrated, my lover was, you know, still too young to date, so I guess it worked out by me not finding my love until I was a little older.
Everything happens for a reason.
So yeah, so if you're gonna rant, go ahead and then hit delete or rant on our page, Sexy Time Talk. Yeah,
we'll talk it.
Yeah. So then that way you'll get professional, opinionated people. I'm just kidding. Anyways, Sexy Time Talk. Find us through Skid Row Studios. So a couple shows back, we talked about sex trafficking. And I know we keep, like, once in a while, we'll delve into topics from before. Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted to bring it up right now was two coincidental things was I saw on The Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe The Inquirer?
Oh, yeah, totally.
On The Inquirer, in The Inquirer on the newsstands right now. The Olsen twins are involved in a sex trafficking scandal. So, of course, I had to research that, but I didn't buy the magazine, but I researched it.
While waiting to check out.
And, it's not the Olsen twins that are involved in it. It's their bodyguard who was caught being in a massage parlor. That was a prostitute brothel.
A lot of massage action.
But of course, because he was a bodyguard of the Olsen twins, therefore...
The names got thrown in.
Yeah, they're enwrapped in it. Mm-hmm. But in a way, it brings attention. So fuck it. Like, you know, it's cool. I don't know. Are the girls going to get in trouble? I don't think so. They're just like... they're going to fire the guy, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's it. But it brings attention to this issue. So, like, I read about that 2 days ago. And then also on Saturday on... I saw on Netflix, there's a documentary called Trafficked in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I I believe that's what it's called. And it's about what we've been talking about, the sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. And it was so like...
But masseuses also? The whole...
Yeah, like, massage parlors. And yeah. It was so investigative, like...
That's all coming out right now.
Yeah.
There's like a whole TV show on it now, like a spinoff kind of thing. What's it called?
There is?
Client List, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. See, I don't know. I was never really aware of it. I guess it's just, it's bringing up a lot of attention. And, you know, I had to because of work.
Yeah.
Because if we spot it, like, we got to report it.
Yep.
Especially if they're under 18. But that that documentary is crazy. It was like...
Did you get to see it?
Yeah. It's about... Netflix it. It's about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And there's like hidden behind a mirror, like these secret rooms. Behind the mirror, and then there was like four girls coming out of it, and it was like sad, and they all have their heads down, and then there was the mama son
in this country
like in Texas, and then the mama son came out and she's like, I don't know, I work in kitchen, and all the little girls, the other girls, they didn't want to talk because
girls,
she was
as in little, like young,
no, well, oh, okay. They looked young, but they were saying they were 30, and the cops there are like, she ain't 30.
Dude, I've seen stuff like that, but it was like Thailand or somewhere. Like it was a Dateline.
No, this was in, they had like 12, in Texas 11, and 12. San Francisco. There was a couple of raids.
Really?
Yeah, and they were both happened to be like Korean owners and stuff like that. And it was like, damn. Oh, but this is what's gross. This is what they do because the cops had to find signs of that prostitution's mm-hmm. going on. Mm-hmm. So there's bleach bottles. Uh-huh. And inside the bleach bottles, what are there?
What, condoms?
Yeah, used condoms. Oh, wow, you're so smart. I don't know. I didn't
if
think
I was running it was, a little undercover brothel, I would do that.
There was like bleach bottles full of used condoms. They're like, this is a sign, you know, people. And then they had like creamer, canisters of creamer, you know, like sugar or creamer. Oh, no. But this was with false bottoms. So on the top, they had the creamer, like their coffee creamer. Uh-huh. And then on the bottom, it was a false bottom. Like, you know, some of you potheads put pot under the false bottom, but it wasn't. It was tons of condoms, but they weren't used.
Right.
They were condoms in bulk. So they weren't even packaged. They were just condoms ready to go.
Ew, let's try out.
And of course, the customers, there's, you know, you see the businessmen or the big chunky dudes going in there and saying, oh, it makes our country look so bad.
And then John Travolta got, there was like a lawsuit against him too, that he was getting a massage and he tried supposedly fondling some guy.
Happy ending? You
with
do,
the guy,
right?
Though, with the guy, though. And so the guy sued him.
Oh, man, I couldn't stand watching Trent, maybe in the 70s, but John Travolta now with his gritty teeth.
Supposedly, but they're backing down, though. The guys are backing down. The masseuses are like pulling out.
pulling you mean say no?
No, pulling out of the lawsuit. They were suing him, saying that he was abusing them, trying to mm-hmm. get the happy ending.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying no.
From only men?
Out. It's men, yeah.
Nah, I don't believe them.
I know. That's I was like, they're trying to get some cash out of the guy.
Yeah. I think, I guess if you're that rich, you know, just like most women who have pap smears, and if it's a male clinician or doctor, yeah. Even with a female clinician or doctor, you're going to have another female in there mm-hmm. just as a witness. And you might as well have a witness if you're going to get massaged nowadays, if you're rich.
If you're rich, no joke. Huh?
Well, you know what? I remember getting a pap smear when I was young, and I told it, and the lady was, I think she was a nurse practitioner, a clinician, but I wasn't that smart. But she had my legs. She opened my she didn't really open my legs. She had her hands on my calves or whatever. Oh, okay. No, not right there. Below my knees, uh-huh. my shins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had my paper covered dress, uh-huh. but she didn't have her gloves on yet.
Ah.
But the thing was, I was like, are you going to wear gloves? Like, I was just right away, are you going to wear gloves? And she looked at me like I was crazy. Like, of course. But I was thinking of that movie, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, when he was taking his gloves off.
So doing pap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I was young. I was like 22 or something. And I was like, are you going to wear your gloves?
Ew.
But I felt stupid saying it.
No, I wouldn't want somebody touching me. Like, I don't know.
But I mean, I felt stupid saying
especially
it because she looked
exam.
At me and said, of course.
No, but especially with that exam, because you're like, that's just creepy. You want gloves on, better wear gloves.
Man, there's so many things to talk about. Every time I'm here, I'm like, oh, guess
what?
Hey, listeners, you know what? Hey, listeners, I know you can't see this, but we're both deep into eating our...
Rocaletas.
Ford chili lollipop and
it's freaking awesome. Miss T. So mine lost its mojo. It's like
she's kinda drooling over there.
I'm drooling and talking about this. Anyways.
But speaking about exams, no. This is what happened today.
What?
Well, because I'm working with clinicians too. So I go, okay. So I might as well have the chance to talk to the clinician before we start. There's a lot of chili in this whole night. Before we had patients come in, I asked her, hey, you know, like, I think it's kind of weird because my nurse practitioner clinician, where I go to get examined, I told her about a year ago, I was like, I think I might have an infection of something. I'm not sure if it's BV, you know, bacterial vaginosis or something. Uh-huh. And the clinician that I had last year, she looks into my records and she goes, yeah, when you came in for your pap smear, we saw that you had some elevated bacteria that is the for bacterial vaginosis. She's like, and I asked why, you know, she didn't mention it. Uh-huh. And she's like, well, a lot of times it goes away on its own, but probably since you're having some symptoms right now, we could treat you. And she just gave me the medication, mm-hmm. right? But that was my clinician a year ago. So I asked the clinician that we see, it's because they're doing vaginal exams all the time. Uh-huh. All the time. A girl has odor, she comes in. She has itching, she comes in. When I say you, they're always checking for discharge. So I always see the clinicians behind the microscope.
Yeah.
So they get a sample of the discharge and they look to see what it is.
Right.
And so when I told the clinician today about that, she's like, yeah, they need to get a sample, you know? But I felt it was kind of rude with my clinician just being like, yep, it sounds like you have this and just gives me the medication. She didn't want to do the exam, bitch.
She's thinking that's her job.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're doing it all the time, vaginal exams.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
I don't know. Do they easily do that? Like, or do they just treat you automatically?
No, you should do the exam.
No, if you go over there, like, well, if you say it's white and cheesy or if it's, you know, no gray and thin, you know.
I've always had someone check if you have
do an exam.
Yeah, everyone I've heard is like,
damn it, I'm pissed. Because
you want the exam.
Yeah, well, because I can't rewind a year back.
I know.
But, like, she didn't do the exam and now I'm mad. Because she's a cool clinician. She's really cool and she's cute and stuff like that. And now I feel like, not cute in that way, but like cute, cool, you know.
Oh, okay.
But now I feel like, damn, kind of disrespected that she didn't do the exam.
Full exam on you.
Yeah, because she was just like, it sounds like you have it and just treated me. Damn it. I'm going to complain. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, that's about that. Next topic, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Everyone had it? Did something, hopefully?
I got my mom cake and groceries.
I spent the day with my mom. We did patio stuff, gardened and all that stuff. So it was cool. It was a lot of work, though. Holy mother.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of moms, if you see on the Time cover, there is this lovely lady breastfeeding her like 3 or 4 year old kid. He's standing on a little chair. And I was like, what the hell is that? I couldn't read the article because I couldn't find the magazine anywhere.
Okay, listeners, probably a lot of people know we're talking about Time magazine.
And you might have seen it on the news.
Is it this month or is it
bi-weekly? Yeah, it was just last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the news right now, and apparently it's off the stands, and it's so controversial because it's that skinny mommy feeding a four-year-old. And the kid looks all happy sucking that titty.
And basically the title of the magazine, the cover is, Are You Mom Enough? So apparently it goes into attachment parenting, which is like this whole philosophy by Dr., I think, William Sears or something like that. And it's basically like keeping the kid with you at all times, sleeping with the kid.
What do they do when they go to school?
Are they
homeschooled? These are homeschooled kids.
I couldn't read fully in like, the article.
But I bet you they are.
But probably. And the breastfeeding just goes on. Like we're talking 6, 7 years old.
Breastfeeding?
Like, yeah.
From the titty?
Yep.
Not being milked. What are they called?
Breastfeeding. Not bottle fed. Not pumping. No breastfeeding. And then the guy, basically the Dr. Sears keeps saying that there's benefits to breastfeeding that long. Prevents obesity, there'll be smarter kids. I mean, there's not really founded research because if I remember correctly, I was breastfed and it says you'll have better teeth.
Smart.
Look at this, crooked.
Yeah.
Supposedly it lowers your risk of heart disease. It'll make you more
talking
compassionate.
Talking about breast milk.
Yeah, all this.
Well, yeah, so, it's
but,
cool. But
no, that's why
six
you're staying,
months,
yeah,
not a
but
year.
No, that's why he's saying stay so long on it. I was like, what? That makes no sense.
And what's the difference about bottling it up? Like pumping.
Because you're forming the attachment with the parent. So there's this whole bond.
Yeah. And it's making basically, you say mama's boy?
Yeah. It's making the mom just have feel and just know everything that's wrong by the child's look.
Well, that's cool when they're a kid, but everybody's questioning what happens when this kid turns into a teenager.
Right. And there's some people who are saying that, oh my God, there were so many difficulties, like to get the kid like to sleep in their own room and school. Like what happens around 8-10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
They're still going to want to sleep with you.
So this is a fairly new research thing because obviously they don't have no teenagers and adults to give their comment.
No, the book.
I'm too far, huh?
Yeah. The book came out, like, I want to say early 90s or mid-90s. So it's been about, out there, the philosophy, this Dr. Sears philosophy, been about two decades, so 20 years.
So the kids back then are probably 20. They're just not speaking up.
Yeah.
they don't want to mention. Somewhere. They're still breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
crazy, right?
I mean, I think it'll... we were talking about this today earlier, and there was a woman who was from India, and she was talking about, like, basically in her country, it's normal to breastfeed.
That long, though? Like, to 6 years?
I don't know about six, but 4 or 5. But that's because they're so poor, and they need the only nutrients they could get. Because if they don't have this milk, then what are they going to give them? Because they say after that, give them tea. But they might not even have money for tea. Mm. So it's out of necessity that they kind of do it.
Right, right. But here in the United States, like it's not necessary.
Because we have the culture where it's kind of having to, you need to be independent and take care of your shit. Sorry, take care of your stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it makes the kid too attached. It's almost like making them have like some sort of separation anxiety. You know what I mean? They're not going to be able to deal on their own.
Oh God! You know how many fights are gonna be if that kid, if it's a boy. Hey, and you know what? Did you see any of those pictures where were they with female children? Because I was wondering, is this a lot of deal with male children?
No, there's a picture with a girl,
a woman with her female
a
child,
woman with her 3-year-old. Yeah, also.
But is there any 5-year-old female child? 6-year-old female child?
Not attached to nipple. No.
Right.
No, it's basically four women. Their attachment parenting style. Techniques. Ugh. That's overwhelming to me. That's too much.
Okay, so mission is to find the magazine.
Find somebody who went through this philosophy and grew up this way. It's just, I'm curious to see what happens to them as an adult.
Okay, right? So your homework is to research this topic.
To find out if there's an adult out there that did this and survived.
Or get the article itself. No because joke. It's off. It's selling like hotcakes. What else? Okay, next topic.
Yes.
This is Skid Row Studios Sexy Time Talk because we talk about sex and other things too. And love. And like finding out that your relative works at a strip club. I don't know how to say it. I mean, I guess I could say my niece. I mean, you don't know who I am, but it's funny because the other day she was like, I got to go to work. Mm-hmm. And I kind of knew before that you did, but I don't want to say it again. And we kind of mentioned it. And she, I just said, you better not be taking your clothes off. You know, I don't know. That's how my mom used to do it to me. Like, that better not be green hair, I see. You know, because I had my hair green for a little while at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Or she's like, you better not have a tattoo when it's obviously a tattoo. Mm-hmm. But my response was like, you better not be taking your clothes off. But it's funny, though, because my niece, my relative, she's kind of awkward, not awkward, very skinny, and I can't see her having rhythm to dance. So she laughed about it, too. She's like, no, I just like serving drinks. But she has to wear like a little...
Oh, she's a server.
Okay. Yeah, she serves drinks, and she has to wear a little outfit. And then she's kind of on the smaller-breasted side. Mm-hmm. Side and very skinny, but she seems awkward. And she laughed and she's like, no, I can't dance. And then she said, but I know how to do pole tricks. I'm like, I don't want to hear this. And then she said, you could come over for free, get some drinks. Like she invited me to her work. And I'm like, no. Like what? So I could take my boyfriend.
I know, right? You're not going to go alone, are you?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'd go with you, but I can't just to do research.
Just for research.
Undercover. Lady, Mindy in the house? Mindy, Sonia, hey, for research, we'll go to a strip club. Yeah? No boys. No boyfriends.
No boys. I think followed. Okay. Into this swinging there with the pleasure chest still. Field trip. I still think we need to do one.
Pleasure chest?
Pleasure chest.
Pleasure. Okay, we'll go to that in Hollywood.
Awesome place, everybody out there. Yeah, they have like three locations. Obviously, only one here in LA. The other one's in Chicago, one in New York. It's a really cool place.
Not in San Francisco?
Not in San Francisco. It's only over here. It's cool. They have a lot of bunch of workshops.
Do they have rides?
They have. I'm sure they do have rides, actually. There's a bouncy ball ride, if I remember correctly.
A real one?
You can buy a ball.
No, but that would be fun if they had like a quarter machine ride. Like a really vibrating little horsey. That'd be cool. Like, you know you're going on a trip.
Huh? Oh my God. I said people would be coming in the store, though. What are you talking about? A vibrating.
Well, then they could put like a mat on it and then take it off.
Nasty. Gross. It's like a doctor's office.
Gross.
Come in and come. No, seriously, it's a cool place though. Everyone should go. Like tonight they're having a workshop on blowjobs.
Oh, you know what? Huh. Oh wait, did I finish telling that story? Yeah. What? F it. I mean, it wasn't that exciting about my niece because I don't know if I was finished telling the story.
What happened? Oh, the rest of it?
Yeah. It's just weird. She's a server.
Yeah.
Oh, she said a coworker of hers is 18, but she's still in high school. Whoa. And it's like May and stuff. And I think, isn't that?
It sounds just so wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah, just because she's 18, yeah. It's okay to. And I asked her, like, but why is she working there? And because.
Why not some like fast food joint?
She said she couldn't get a job anywhere. She couldn't get hired. So she went to a strip club and she's been there for a couple months. So, like, you're a senior in high school and you're able to go work as a strip club at a strip club?
Like, Domino's is not hiring.
No, I don't think. No? I think it's harder to get fast food jobs nowadays.
Really?
But the point is, the girls in high school. Yeah?
Wow. We're going to nod from the sound booth. That's true. Really?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like tons of jobs opening. I don't know.
Have you seen the report? The Obama report?
Not regarding fast food.
Have you heard? Have you listened to NPR for like a minute? Yeah. Yes. You just have to put NPR for 10 seconds but and they're talking about economy and job, blah, blah, blah.
I still think like fast food, there's so many people going, there's for sure going to be the need. It's not like they're like empty stores.
Mm-mm.
No, it's always full.
I don't believe it.
No?
I don't believe it. And then they have these tests.
What tests? What do you mean?
They have like, you have to be smart to work at a fast food joint now.
You have to be smart to
work. Yeah. They do tests. You know, those confusing tests. Like, if someone confusing? Left a quarter on the table, would you A, take it?
How is that
B,
confusing?
Return it? Well, because if your finger hits B, then it's like you fuck up because you're doing and you know why I'm saying
like
this.
Honestly,
I'm speaking this out of experience. I was trying to get a job back in the day. And
you hit the wrong button?
Yeah, because it was asking this question. I'm like, I don't know. Listen, let me listen to it again because there's these trick questions. And it's like, if someone told you that a coworker was stealing supplies, would you report it? You know, and it was like all these things. And I was like, I don't know. And I didn't get hired.
Yeah, you know what you're supposed to say. Yes, yeah. I'll report it.
Yeah, so a 17-year-old doing a test like that? I don't know. Or an 18-year-old in high school? I don't know. So I guess stripping's the way to go.
The way to go.
But, shut up. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think I would strip if I had the talent. I would laugh talent. I would laugh too much.
There's no way. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't picture me stripping?
I can't picture you. Because you'd laugh. Yeah, I could see you just up there laughing like.
Could you picture me wrestling in Jell-O?
Yes.
I used to wrestle in Jell-O. But I had all my clothes on, people. Mm-hmm. But good thing it was before the internet was invented, so it's
you'd
not.
You'd be all over, yeah, YouTube. No joke.
No, I don't know. I tried to look for it, and I can't find it. So I figured the people who recorded it on their VHS
didn't convert it.
On their 8-tracks, they haven't had the time to convert it, so.
You're safe. You're totally safe.
Yeah. They're high tech.
That's too funny.
Yeah. So I wrestled a little bit. But when I wrestled, I'll just let you know, I was undercover reporting because I wrote a paper on that.
It's always for science.
Yes, it was for intention. I couldn't be a proper feminist without doing my own investigative work. So since I didn't strip, you know, I wrestled.
We've always been doing this kind of thing, right? Like kind of like since high school.
What?
Experiments.
Oh, I kind of like know. Maybe.
Science.
Maybe. Song?
Song.
You want me to play a song?
Yeah, hit it.
Okay, I'm going to play a song. Yeah, I like this. This is Les Boucherettes. Come on. Yeah. That was Les Boucherettes.
Les Boucherettes?
Yeah. The girl, the singer is from Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And she just, she won the jackpot with being a small band because it was just originally a duo band of two girls, like a guitar and drummer. Uh-huh. But when I say she won the jackpot of like, you know, like small local bands was what happened. The one of the guys from the Mars Volta, which is a bigger band, mm-hmm. happened to be at a show to see his friends play. But she happened to be there with her little band and he was like totally dug it. Hmm. Totally dug her band and hooked her up, got her into his label and stuff. So I guess maybe he didn't hook up his friend's band that he had originally went to go see. Uh-huh. But he hooked her up and I don't know, they got 30,000 likes on Facebook, you know, but playing Coachella, playing all these big events and stuff. And the singer, her stage name is Terry Genderbender, which is funny. She's, you know, she's Mexican. I don't know if she was born over here, or born in Mexico City, but yeah. So like again, and then the other top part that I think is cool that she, when saying like won the lottery of small bands, the original drummer, whatever happened with them, I guess she quit or got kicked out or whatever happened, which sucks for that drummer. But what happened was there's a LA band called Peter Pants and I had seen them last summer. Have you heard of Peter Pants? Anyone in the house? Yeah, they're pretty good. And they're from LA and I saw them last summer and I remembered the drummer. She was this blonde girl and tattoos and stuff. And I don't know, I saw a recent performance of Les Boucherettes, you know, at a big old festival. And I saw this girl and I'm like, that's the girl from Peter Pants. Sure enough, she's a new drummer for them. Oh, cool. So it's like, cool, from a little local LA band, you know, with 500 likes. And I guess she just, I don't know, Les Boucherettes, you know, they must have saw her performing at an LA band, at an LA show and hooked her up. I don't know if you were into the band scene, you would know what I'm, you know, I guess in a way it's a little bit of a lottery to get chosen to, you know, play with the band that gets a lot of attention.
Sounds cool.
Anyways, so moving on. We're eating Racaleta.
They need to sponsor
these are
show.
Delicious.
These are freaking awesome.
These are very delicious.
Racaleta, feel free to send us a whole box this way. They're freaking awesome. Everyone needs to try these.
Are we boring you? We got a new sound girl. It's Mindiana Jones in the house. So, and it's funny because we just had her on the show last week. Cool.
She's a multi-talented.
Cool. Now you know how to get here, huh? See? Anyways, what's going on next?
What's going on?
Callers, if you want to call, or listeners, because we have a lot of listeners, give us a call. Skid Row Studios.
1-800-893-9562.
Or just look on the Facebook or the
.com. Or the website.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So next topic. The California Family Health Council.
Yes.
Anyways, I was looking at Craigslist, like as I just randomly look at Craigslist to see what jobs were in the medical field. And there's a study for contraceptive vaginal gel. And I looked it up because it said like, get paid if you're in a monogamous relationship up to $700 per couple. So I was cool. Like, I can make a demo with that, you know. And so I talked to my lover and he's down. And I called them up and they actually have two studies going on. One study is the female condom study.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We've already done the study.
Go figure. I'm all fucking A. But that one's for about 7 months, but you could get paid up to $200.
That's not worth it.
Yeah. I was like, it's not worth using the female condom as
the
your only
time?
Yeah, as your only form of birth control.
No.
But like, how do you know and they know and I know that that's all I used, whatever.
Right.
So, like with the female, but still, like if you could do both of them, no, you can, because if you have to have one form of study, one form of contraceptive. Well, anyways, let me finish it. In case any listeners want to use a female condom, because if they don't want to use like chemicals, so the female condom study, they had to fill out a diary every day about their sexual activity. So for writers, you artists out there. You get a $25 gift card at your first visit, both for the male and the female partner. And then $50 for the female partner up when you could go up all the way to $200 for every visit. And I know you had to do like an exam and probably some tests. At least at the other one, I didn't listen too much to the message.
Wait, the gift card is how you're getting paid?
Yeah, but it's a money gift card.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's like probably a Visa gift card. I don't know. Yeah. As long as it's money. Can't you use that money? Like, can't you like...
I don't know. A lot of them have like...
Get cash out?
Like you have to register it and it's a hassle.
If you could get green out of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, their number is 800-398-1998. California Family Health Council.
If anyone needs to.
Or just look on Craigslist under the medical jobs. But anyways, they had to use the female condom as a primary form of birth control. And they can or may get a pap smear for free. Oh, no. I think you get $50 if you bring a copy of your last pap smear. Or you could get a free pap smear. So if you haven't had one, you know, whatever. But that one sounds boring. So the other one that sounds more exciting is a contraceptive vaginal gel study. Mm-hmm. And you have to use it as your only method for 6 months, but you could do this study up to a year. And at the first visit, you get $100 for the exam and testing and blood and paperwork, probably a pap smear. And then the second visit is $50 for each partner. So the male partner gets about $50 because it's the female partner that has to do the exams like once a month after that. And you get $100 for each visit. Mm-hmm. And you get your supplies and you have to do kind of a diary about your sexual activity. And with that one, with the gel study, half of the participants get a gel that's already on the market. Mm-hmm. And half of the participants get the experimental one.
Just like a placebo. It's just like straight KY.
No, they're trying to see probably what works better. Why are you making that face? I'll be have a baby in that month.
They're testing to see if it works. No joke. They're gonna.
It's
test
okay
efficacy.
If I have a baby.
So you might get. Pregnant.
I love my lover. Yeah, but that's why it's a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not gonna want you to like. It's not okay. So it's okay. It's okay if you have babies. But it doesn't matter because I know when I'm ovulating and, you know, whatever. They don't need to know that.
Are you going to seriously going to
Yeah, I'm totally down.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds exciting. How can I be a representative of sex? No, I'm just kidding. How can I be a journalist?
A journalist of sex.
I don't know. I'm so lame. There's another show at the Skid Row Studios called The Love Bite, and they're all like pros. They all talk about whipping and walking on your lover with the high heels and stuff and butt
That's
plugs.
That's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat. It's cool.
I want to get better.
You want to get better at what?
About having orgasms. Or orgasms. So doing all this research for this show, it's kind of cool because I find out stuff that I never thought about before. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of YouTube?
Yes, I have.
Well, anyways, I only started looking at YouTube a couple years. No, well, like a year or two, but just at videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But now I'm trying to, you know, do a little bit more research for the show. Like, okay, I got to get ready for tonight because I'm only researching the day before or the night before. Anyways, on YouTube, there's something called A Girl's Guide to the 24. Wait, what have that? A Girl's Guide to 21st Century Sex. Hmm. Are you looking it up? Mm-hmm. But it's crazy. It's like real women being naked and real men being naked and butts and humping.
All right.
And it looks like they could show the clitoris, but they can't show the vaginal hole. Because I noticed something, it was like blurry vaginal hole. Okay. But it just looks like an exciting documentary about just different stuff. And the few things
Again, with the name. Say it again.
A Girl's Guide to 21st Century Sex.
I think it's a whole TV series.
Yeah.
2006, yep.
Yeah, so the little part that I saw, it was like a little intro, like, oh, learn about all this different stuff. And then, so these were a few of the topics that they were talking about. There's like female ejaculation, where like they were talking about how women could ejaculate like a man. Mm-hmm. best positions for overweight people. And how to have safe anal sex. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a British woman talking.
So doesn't it sound so like, you know,
professional? It doesn't seem like porn at all.
No.
Because there's people. Oh, in the end, I'm sorry, listeners, this is for 18 and over only.
of course, right?
18 and over only. But how to have safe anal sex. I don't know how to talk British. Exercises for the perfect penis and how to make a penis bigger. And so there was like little clips of everything. And there was this penis with the, this little stretchy machine, like a little apparatus on
penis
it.
Pump.
No, but it wasn't like Austin Powers. It was like this weird different one.
Oh.
But my point is, it sounds exciting. And I just learned about this about 2 hours ago. So I'm excited about going home tonight and looking at that video. Did you want to hear it again? It's called A Girl's Guide to 21st Century Sex. Look it up on YouTube and give us your opinion. I see you making an O face. What is that?
There was a male to female clipping, literally.
What do you mean clipping? Like trimming?
No. Like surgery clipping.
You mean like circumcision?
No, male to female surgery.
Male to female
surgery.
Oh, like, on that particular?
It was flipping, yeah. And all I saw was a bloody ball sack. That looks like they were cutting it.
You mean an empty sack?
No, they were doing the incision.
So they were trying to take the nuts out?
Mm-hmm. To make the labia.
See? Exciting stuff. I never heard about this. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Okay, so shoot. Any more thoughts about the past week or thoughts about dirty stuff?
I'm very distracted. Okay.
Because I have three more little weird things.
Tell me the weird things. It's not that weird.
I don't know where to start. Okay, we'll start with the little random things. Mm-hmm. So going back to our first episode when we were talking about periods and tampons being stuck in vaginas, mm-hmm. I was randomly talking to some coworkers and stuff, mm-hmm. and they knew of patients before, mm-hmm. And whenever we talk about people, we never name names. And this is just something that happens with apparently a lot of people. It's not just one person. It's like kind of a common thing. But, you know, like sometimes they lose their condom, but they didn't really lose it. They just forgot about it, mm-hmm. you know, and they have an odor or something. But and then
forgot about it.
Yeah, they forgot. You just forget. You forget things. You forget your keys.
Okay.
So you could forget something.
I've never lost my keys inside of me.
You could forget something in your body. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and we're talking about people from another state. So whatever. Apparently some women cut their tampon strings.
What? Why?
Is that what? We need to have come up with a part of the show that goes, what?
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 What the hell for?
What? Did you hear about that? Yeah, and I was like, are these like little girls or something? And apparently she said that they were, no, like older women. Uh-huh. And their strings just were uncomfortable, so they just trimmed the strings of their tampons.
So you lose it then. Duh.
Isn't that funny?
They're stupid.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Cool. I don't know. I don't know if it was one thing, but she made it sound like more than one
like
woman
it's common
does
occurrence?
It. Well, apparently it's happened more than once. There's been like a few people.
I've never heard that.
So it's just the strings are uncomfortable and they cut the strings of their tampons.
The string. What the hell?
Yeah. So people are different. People are different.
Yep. I agree.
And then the other little random thing that was kind of weird. Apparently this happens when you've been drunk before, right?
Yes.
Would you say you've been wasted?
I've been wasted. Yeah.
Pretty fucked up and wasted.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's like some people who are so wasted, like they might have the IUD as their form of birth control.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what an IUD is, that's an intrauterine device. Mm-hmm. You could either have copper or Mirena. We could talk about this on another show about how they work. But it's the little T mm-hmm. that sits in your uterus and little strings come out.
To the cervix.
Yeah, little strings come out of the cervix. Sometimes they wrap it, or sometimes it bothers people. Sometimes it doesn't bother people. But these little strings come out. But apparently sometimes and they must be young girls who get like super wasted.
Okay. So what are they doing?
They felt the strings, but they thought it was a tampon.
And
so they ripped it out.
Oh my God.
Ouch, ouch.
Ah.
So yeah, so they come in the next day all and they report it like, oh, well, I was wasted. I thought it was a tampon.
Holy crap. Like you'd rip your cervix.
Yeah.
Wow.
And apparently they don't remember it hurting or anything because they were so fucked up.
Drunk. Why? What the hell?
Why do people drink?
To that point where you're messing that far up with yourself.
Well, you're trying, like, maybe the strings came out a little too far, but still, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
What is that? What is that? I forgot I have an IUD.
And start ripping it.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but when I heard that story, that was just, like, crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. See, people are different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to tell something exciting. What have you done that's very exciting?
Recently?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting this week. Just random stuff. Work.
Hey, you guys.
Huh.
Oh, I don't want to tell you. Never mind.
What?
You got your ears pierced?
I got my ears pierced. Oh, I had them. My boobs.
Your nipples. Yeah. I don't know if you want to know.
No, it's fine. No, I had them. I took it out.
Why? You weren't punk rock enough?
No. It started irritating me. And it started to, like, reject.
We're talking about nipple piercing
nipple
people.
Nipple piercings, yeah.
Did you have them on both nipples?
No, I just did the one to check it out, to try it out.
How long did you have it for?
About a year, year and a half.
Yeah?
I loved it. It just didn't like me.
Why?
It started to reject.
What do you mean?
Not heal.
Oh, you mean like you were having little fungus coming out?
Not fungus. It would not heal. It just would not heal.
Oh, you mean like if you took it out, it would start closing?
No, I never took it out. You can't. It takes like a year, up to a year, year and a half. And mine just was not healing. It started to hurt. I was like, fuck, gotta take it out.
It was just always a red hole.
It was a ring. So I never saw, like, obviously you could see that the ring was through a hole. Yeah, it just wouldn't heal. It was like constantly bleeding or whatever. I know.
And if you ever breastfeed, all the milk's going to go all weird. It's not going to shoot in one direction.
It won't shoot in that direction.
The milk's going to come out
it's
all
fine.
Funny.
It's fine. No, I know. I totally liked it.
But
if it had healed, I would have done the other one, but
yeah,
forget it.
Was it a big knocker on your big knockers?
Was it a big knocker? It's a ring. Next time I'll do.
Okay, what did the dudes say?
That all varies. My ex did not like it. Totally did it for myself. Now I love.
Yeah,
it.
But what is, like, you didn't go ding a ding a ling a ding a ding.
Did I do that? No.
You mean like that? When I had my belly button pierced, I did that. Ding a ling a ling a ling. No, you just kind of flip it.
Like
come on. You know you flip your nipples, you know, just for the fuck of it once in a while. Ladies, if you flip your nipples, raise your hands.
No, I love body piercings, though.
Flip them, pinch them.
You never had any fun body piercings?
Just my belly button. It wasn't that fun.
No clit piercing?
No.
Uh-huh.
You had that?
No, I haven't. I thought about it.
I thought about it, too, a long time ago, but that's because I didn't have O's. And someone said you get O's all the time if you have one. But now health and all this stuff, I can't be doing that.
No.
Health issues?
I was just worried about, like, I don't know.
Bacteria?
I heard somebody tell me that, like, you could, like, damage a nerve ending and you won't be able to have an orgasm. I was like, what?
Come on. The opposite, huh?
Yeah, and I'm...
That's if you have some drunk guy doing it with a cigarette coming out, like, I gotta get there.
You never know, right?
Who's doing it, right?
And I enjoy coming, so I was like, I don't want to wreck that. What the hell? That is not cool.
Yeah.
So, no, I thought about it, didn't do it, though.
So, did you lose sensation in your nipple?
Mm-mm, no.
Did it increase sensation in your nipple?
Yeah.
But then you were all, like, left or lefty or righty?
Yeah, like I was circling to the left. I can't function.
Was it weird, though? Because then you had more attention to one and the other one was jealous all the time. Bitch. Lick me, too. Okay, so...
Yeah, that's another reason why I won't do it. Because it takes so long to heal. They said there's no nipple play. Like, tongue to nipple for that whole time while it heals. That's why I did one. That's another reason. I was like, at least one.
So the last thing of the day, I don't know, it was just weird, was someone felt the need to show me a picture of her big clot.
What?
Gross.
What do you mean big clot?
She thinks she thought she might have had a miscarriage or something.
Oh, gotcha.
And she's like, I had this big clot and it was like that and I had all this cramping and it was weird and stuff.
It could have been
a miscarriage. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But she had felt the need to show me. And I was like, no, I don't want it. It's okay. You don't have to show me. I believe you. But she did one of those things and showed it, like, you know, with her fucking nice super phone. With fucking extra clarity and a million pixels. And it's like, I don't want to look.
And what was your diagnosis? How did you handle that?
Did
you give that a bad face? Like,
I didn't. No, I said, that must really concern you.
Because I'm concerned.
Like, I could understand why you're upset. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
It's people like show you that. Like, look at this zit. Pop it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You in there pop zits.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. I don't get grossed out by much.
Liar. No, oh, yeah. You stick your butt and fingers.
What? I stick my butt and fingers?
This girl sticks her fingers in dog's butts.
That is not my job.
Anyways, that's her job. Hey, so do you have HIPAA laws or HIPAA rules with your animal patients?
Like, no, it's not like...
So you could talk shit about your patients all the time?
I could, but I don't. Yeah.
Because she has her patients are dogs and cats.
They're not going to come after me, but the owners might.
But do you think is there something about the owner?
There's nothing really... No, covered.
So you could straight up say there was this Cocker Spaniel today who was being a little bitch, you know, or whatever?
Yeah. I just don't, because of the fact of the human side, I kind of, you know, was schooled in that. I just don't like to give names with stories and stuff like that, too. Same thing.
But you could talk about a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know which dog.
Right. That's fine.
Well, anyway, she sticks her fingers in dogs' butts and it relieves them.
What the hell? Relieves them of what? Let me hear.
They have a cyst in their... Wait, what is it? They have they have a gland in their butthole. Mm-hmm. And veterinarian technicians put their finger in there and squeeze the gland to let the... It's not poo, though.
No, they're anal glands.
They're anal glands. Uh-huh. You just squeeze them and just... It's like a pimple?
It's kind of like a pimple, yeah.
And you just let the juice out. But what does it do? Does it make their poo come out like healthier?
They usually express them, you know, when they have a bowel movement, but they can do it when they're scared. It's for marking and so forth. So,
and why don't humans have this gland?
I'm just grateful we don't. I'm so grateful we don't have them.
Then you'd really have to watch that video on how to have safer anal sex.
How about if it's stinky? So imagine that we just foul. Somebody was doing it in here. Walk in. Nasty.
No double dipping.
Again, yuck. So yeah, that's not all I do though. But yes, part of
the job.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is
where are we at?
Skid Row Studios. If you're listening, that's cool. If you're in China or Australia, listening.
I want to hear from our farthest listener.
How do you know we have a listener? How do you know we have
a... posted on Facebook. Ah, somebody.
How do you know?
Oh my God, because somebody's liking us.
Ooh, someone hit like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Thank you for liking us. Send a message and we'll be posting our Facebook on Skid Row Studios just for the fuck of it to plug. And you want to hear another song from Les Boucherettes?
Yeah, I like them. They're cool.
Yeah, you know what? This is funny. I'll play this one. It's called New York. It's a short song. Mm-hmm. But what's cool is it got a Taco Bell plug.
What?
Yeah, because if you listen to the Taco Bell commercials, you hear a little bit of the song in the background.
Oh, cool.
So she got some money out of it. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to play this song and we'll be out. So yeah, because it's a minute. Oh. And we got like a minute to go. Okay. So thank you for listening.
Week. See you later.
Yeah. And, oh, you know what? Contraceptions. What? Let's talk about a particular and when do we want to talk about abortions? When are we we're gonna have a special abortion show one day, okay?
Okay, people? That's fine.
We're gonna have like four other women in here and we're just gonna have a go for it abortion day.
Okay.
Okay? But I don't think next week.
You mean like pros and like against and for it?
Yeah, right? Like probably shit. You know, abortion years they've been fighting about it, so I'm sure we could talk a lot of
totally
stuff for an hour.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, but we'll keep it safe next week. Okay, right. Thank you for listening. This is Les Boucherettes, Skid Row Studios, Sexy Time Talk.
See you next week.
See ya. Bye. Ooh.
What is that? Oh, that's a fake bite.
Because I didn't hit play. Ooh.
Okay, now bye for real.
And it's not even playing right now.